How are you?
Good, how are you?
Doing well outside of those difficulties, like I mentioned, but hopefully your day's going well. You're meeting with a lot of people, and hopefully, like me, there are a lot of people that really enjoyed your movie.
Thank you.
Oh,
I
that's
totally
awesome.
appreciate it.
Yeah.
Right, so don't have a whole lot of time, so I guess I'll go ahead and get started. So, Kelly, you're a very busy person, writing, directing, acting, and all of that. When did you first have the idea for Ghostlight, and was it always viewed as a collaboration between you and Alex?
Yeah, no, I first had the idea. We were, I think it was like February of 2021, February, March of 2021. And I know this because Alex was in the edit for a feature that he had done solo, and he was in LA editing, and I was texting him furiously the plot of Ghostlight. And initially, I had planned to direct it solo, but we had a different project that was supposed to go before Ghostlight that we were going to co-direct. So when those two switch places in the timeline.
Yeah, it was gonna be like we do Mouse, and then Kelly is like, "I got my sea legs, like I'll go do solo," and I think Kelly already had her sea legs, and so by the time Ghostlight became an opportunity again, it was like, "Well, would you be kind enough to allow me to co-direct with you?" And she was like,
Yeah.
"Yeah,
And I think it's better that way. We find a lot in our conversations together.
yes."
Yes.
So when it came to co-directing, did you try and tackle every task together, or did you split things up? And if so, who handled what?
We never split things up. There will be some moments that one of us is naturally more drawn to than the other, but for the most part, it's like we have learned. So we have a 6-month-old. It's like parenting, and that you are 100% parenting all the time. It's never like, okay, you take just the feeding. It's like you're always working together and handing things off to each other.
And I'm a producer on the film, and so that's a whole different can of worms. And but yeah, it's really like, I think if anything, Kelly comes from a theater world, and so there's more of a shorthand with the actors, and I come from a very like I love camera and I love film language, and so that world, I'm drawn to that. But we both end up in those. That Venn diagram is actually, we're in the center all the time together. So it's yeah, different tastes, different ideas, different concepts often, but like luckily so far it's very symbiotic. So
Great.
symbiotic.
Speaking of different tastes, I have to know who's the big fan of the musical Oklahoma, since it
That would
referenced
be
so many
Kelly.
That
That
would be me. And I can't even say I'm that big of a fan. I think it's so weird. It is such a weird musical. But I loved the idea of Oh, What a Beautiful Morning being paired with brain-numbing construction work. And it kind of went from there.
Okay, I was wondering, I've never seen the musicals. I'm like, am I missing connections? I just think of it as like, oh, a weird little musical like you have, so it hasn't made my list yet. So I didn't know if there
Yeah.
was a deeper thing that I was missing out on. So you had the film's world premiere back in January at Sundance. What were your expectations going in when you first submitted to the festival, and then your reaction to everybody's reaction and the excitement around the festival itself?
Well, I did not expect to get into Sundance. Alex is, I mean, not to put us in roles, but sometimes Alex is more optimistic and I'm more pessimistic. And so I remember at our wrap party, some of the actors came up to me and they were like, "We hear you're submitting to Sundance." And I was like, "Yeah, but don't get your hopes up. There's no way we're getting in." And so to actually be accepted into Sundance and then to have it be, welcomed with open arms and have audiences really enjoy it, it's just the best. I mean, it's really nice when you make something and people, it seems to resonate with them.
Yeah, I think I was like, oh, we fooled them. Like, back to the editing room. That was actually my first impression, was like, okay, I hear the applause. We have work to do still. So, we actually, the folks at South By saw a slightly different version of the film. And then not until Seattle, I think, did, and Chicago Critics Fest. Did we actually screen the finished film?
Yeah, with full sound
Yeah.
and with a couple editing tweaks.
No, all right. So when you were developing the film, how did you decide on, or was it always kind of the plan to have a real family play the family in the movie?
That was not planned until 2 weeks before we started filming. I wrote the part for Keith. He was always our guy. And then he asked if his daughter could audition. And we were like, oh, his daughter's an actor. Okay. And she came in and she did a reading and she was amazing. And then Tara, who plays Sharon, she is this lauded Chicago actor. And so it made sense. And our casting director, Mickey Pascal, said to me, because we didn't know the family, she was like, this is their family dynamic. The way that they are playful with each other, the way that they argue, you have written them. And so knowing that, it seemed very smart to cast them. But no, it was not intentional. We kind of happened into it.
All right. So one thing, I was going back to your directing styles, your frequent collaborator, Hannah Dorkin, her character is the play director, and she comments that it's a one-night show. If you forget a line, just kind of ad-lib, work your way through it. Do you guys work that same way with your actors, or how do you like to approach moments like that?
I think we do. I mean, I tell you've sort of, being the writer, I think you stress that it is written,
Yes.
but there's a lot of ad-libbing in the film. I mean, there's like, there are whole scenes that are written as like dialogue less that we have, like, no, notably the moment when they're all getting ready for the deposition. In the script, there's no dialogue there, and but we knew that we wanted to fill it with something, and Keith and Catherine and Tara had such good luck that whole week, kind of bringing these little moments, little beats at the top and tails of scenes, and so they really like sort of brought the juice of what that scene became, like, the getting ready in the mirror, and the Catherine in the other room saying, come on guys, like, I think there's like an openness, and the more trust there is with the actors, the more willing we are to entertain that. And some people are just better at it than others too. So it's like, it's no fault of anyone's. Like, nobody is meant, you don't assume anyone is an improviser. But I think because they were a real family, we just had a lot more opportunities to actually kind of observe their dynamic. So yeah, but always with respect to the written word. Because there's a lot of intention in there. So.
Yeah, great. So IFC will be releasing the film soon. Have you two moved on to each of your own next projects? Will you be doing something together next? Or is that, are you still working through this release schedule with Ghostlight?
Yeah, we're both writing our own projects, and we're gearing up to co-direct another feature this fall. So, yeah, just it's a little crazy, but
And I'm always superstitious to say it because an independent film, nothing's real until everything's in the can. But that is what.
no, I think that's true. I've heard people say that before.
But that's what we're gonna do.
Can't be too careful.
Yeah. Well, that should be my time. I just want to thank you for your time and wish you the best of luck with Ghostlight. I hope a lot of people go see it, because I think it is a really well done movie.
Thank you
Thank you
so
so
much. Thank you for
much.
taking the time.
I really
Thank you
appreciate
so
it.
much. Have a good day. Yep.
Thanks, James.
Bye, James.
Bye.
Recording stopped.
All right, that is lunch, but I think we have a special guest who wanted to say hi.
Hi.
Hello. I hear you talking shit about IFC.
That's right. We're like, fuck these people. They don't get us.
How's it going?
Baby.
Have you been listening this whole time?
No, I got here like 2 seconds ago.
Okay, good.
Just wanted to say hi. Yeah, long day. I'm sure it's going great. I know strategy is